Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second, the left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third, the center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting fifth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting second, the right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting seventh, the catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Gutteridge moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a line drive towards first. Lupien catches it and steps on first to double up Burns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartak. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Lupien moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hollingsworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is called out on strikes. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dorr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive towards first. Lupien catches it and steps on first to double up Gutteridge. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Dorr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dorr hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to third. Chartak moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chartak moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chartak scores. McQuinn scores. Clift moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. Clift moves to third. Christman moves to second. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball towards left. Simmons settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Simmons. Burns moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clift for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hollingsworth. Doerr moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. It's Browns, 4, Red Sox, 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gutteridge for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Garrison. Burns reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Partee moves to second. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Doerr bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. George Caster now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Tabor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Garrison. Caster reaches second base with a double. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Partee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. D. Miles pinch hits for Eddie Lake. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chartak hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 4 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Christman is walked intentionally. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Caster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 4 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Partee hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Garrison. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burns bunts in front of the plate. Partee fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chartak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Mike Riba now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 5 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobs scores. Chartak moves to third. It's 6-4, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chartak scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 7-4, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. One out. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Mike Riba. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor pinch hits for Ford Garrison. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.